Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. We have to welcome back Felicia Sargent with the Ann Carlson Center. She's brought with her today two individuals who work with the therapeutic recreation at the Ann Carlson Center. We have Denise Jensen and Amanda Ronnie joining us. And Amanda, Denise, and Felicia, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Yeah, thank you so much for taking time and joining us on Let's Talk. Felicia, we have a new thing where we're bringing in individuals from the Ann Carlson Center to highlight the different things that the Ann Carlson Center does, but also celebrate them because this week is National Therapeutic Recreation Week.
It is, and we just want to try to, Ann Carlson cares about the community as well. And we have a big community that we have with employees, but to bring this about and make the community aware of what we serve and what we can do, but as a whole, Therapeutic Recreation Week can be celebrated all over. And I know our former CEO always talked about that child's work is play. Mm-hmm. So what better way to incorporate therapy into that play and create all of that work together, and they don't even know about it. And yeah. Denise and Amanda have that wonderful opportunity to be able to do that.
Well, and we're very excited to talk about this. I got a chance to just briefly go over it, but we're going to have a chance to kind of go into it more with Denise and Amanda. So Denise and Amanda, first of all, can you kind of explain to our listeners what recreational therapy is?
It just covers a whole aspect of different varieties of leisure hobbies. Everybody has something that they love to do, whether it be sewing, golfing, playing bingo. It doesn't matter. It covers just that whole wide range. And what we like to do at Ann Carlson is, with our individuals, everybody's so different that we want to adapt what they want to do. We try to adapt that. We do our best to make that happen for them.
For sure. And now we do have to point out for those who are unaware, Ann Carlson Center works with those different disabilities and everything like that. So that's what makes your job so unique in that sense of having to work with that disability, but finding a way to get them incorporated in some of these therapy programs we have, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we, what we love about it is we can keep learning new things. Therapeutic recreation is kind of, the benefits are so great. The clients might be working on fine motor skills, and like Felicia said, they don't even know it.
Right.
So you're working therapeutic-wise while they're still having fun.
That's awesome. That's excellent. So it is National Therapeutic Recreation Week. What does it take, Amanda or Denise, what does it take to become or work in therapeutic recreation? Like, what is there any like standards as far as education goes, or is it just really a drive for it, or how does one become that?
I think it's both. Okay. I've been doing it for a long time, since 1996, and I actually went to school for it. Okay. And you can, there's recreational therapist degrees that you can get. I think that you also have to have a love for it. Because once you have a love for it, like Amanda does, then you can actually learn a whole lot more hands-on than you could in a classroom.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
I never knew how in-depth it got until I started in this department, and it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like it's an absolute blast. So I guess you kind of mentioned them, Denise and Amanda. Of course, pitch in if you can. There's so many different hobbies that individuals can have.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges of getting these kids involved? Like somebody maybe in a wheelchair and they want to swim. Like how do you guys work with that?
Yep. Typically, if someone uses a wheelchair and they're interested in swimming, we do have a great pool at Ann Carlson that has a ramp that actually in the pool elevates, the floor elevates.
Oh, wow.
So okay. We can just transfer them to a different kind of chair and get them into the water. We have special neck floats and adapted swimming gear for them as well. And that helps them to be able to do that.
To swim. So, that's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really great. It's cool that technology can allow us to do that too.
Yep.
So what are some other cases that you can give us that Ann Carlson works with?
That's a wide question.
It's very broad.
Loaded question.
Yeah,
We also do Special Olympics.
Oh,
and
awesome.
We see a lot of inclusion in that. So that's great because, you know, we want that inclusion. We want our activities to be all inclusive. And we actually invite kids in our community and our staff members, children, to join us for like our summer groups that are going on right now.
Right.
We like for them to come and have that experience with our clients. And it really, that's so great way to make friends.
For sure.
So
yeah.
We also do it for Girl Scouts too.
For the Girl Scouts too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our own Girl Scout troop and we have community members in that troop as well.
Awesome.
We did lose our Boy Scout leader, but that was the same. We cover so much.
Right. That's why I knew it was a very big question. Just say, what are some other things? Because it's such a wide range of recreational activities that these kids can do. And it's kind of up to you guys to find the ways they can do that, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Again, Denise Jensen, Amanda Ronnie, and Felicia Sargent joining us on Let's Talk. It's National Therapeutic Recreation Week. We kind of know the Ann Carlson Center works with the kids, but is there a kind of like a wide range of ages that this recreational therapy can work with? I know you guys probably mostly work with the kids, though, with this, right?
Yeah, we have ranges from 0 to 21. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. To 21.
So we work with a wide range.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously, like, with these disabilities and everything, they could be with anybody. So finding how they can work on those motor skills, because sometimes the adults don't even want to do it, too. So you have to find a way that they can do that while also having fun, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Awesome. So National Therapeutic Recreation Week. I guess I should have asked, too, what is the official title of somebody who works in therapeutic recreation?
I mean, it's different everywhere, but here, okay. I'm the recreation coordinator.
Okay, recreation coordinator.
And I'm the recreation assistant.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. So what are some ways that you get kids like involved in the community? I know we have like special technology and everything inside the Ann Carlson Center to help these kids, but I'm sure there's kids who always want to get out in the community and do things with other kids or other organizations too. How do you guys work around that?
If we have to take equipment with us, we take it with us.
Okay.
We just had camp, so we had to actually take a ton of adapted equipment with us out
there.
For sure,
I'm sure,
For our students. So we make it work. And our DSPs at Ann Carlson are amazing.
For sure.
As far as if there's something going on in the community, that they'll get them out there.
You guys make it work. It sounds like it's just a huge operation for that. So what would you say to an individual if they wanted to become or work in therapeutic recreation? What would you encourage that individual to skills for them to have or things that they should be looking into if they do want to undertake that?
I would say you have to have a love for it, like we talked about before.
Right.
But I also say you have to be outgoing, fun. Always have a plan B and maybe even a plan C because not everything that you think would work,
right. You
know. Multitasking.
Okay.
You have to be good at multitasking and thinking quick on your feet because you might have to adapt something last minute.
For sure.
So just outgoing, fun personality.
Awesome. And I'm sure the kids love working with that too.
So. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to mention about recreational therapy or what you guys do at the Ann Carlson Center? Anything else you wanted to add in there?
You want to add anything?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Obviously, it sounds like, I mean, like you said, and it's something you got to love and have fun doing, right?
Yeah, and I believe that overall, recreation like helps everyone. Mm-hmm. We all have those times. It's very therapeutic to be able to go out and golf for some people or, you know, paint for some people. And
right.
We offer all that. It's under all one umbrella that we can offer all these things. And, you know, there's so many benefits of it.
Right.
You know, your mental health, your working on your motor skills, like we talked about. There's just so much, you know,
that goes into it. Yeah.
And
that's why
asking what you get from it. Self-accomplishment alone is huge. We had a young man who we had on our Special Olympics track and field team, and he was really kind of shy at first and didn't really want to participate. So we just encouraged him, you know, we kept working with him. And when he took home his first gold medal, the grin on his face, and now he's just loving it, So to see them blossom through the rec program is, they really come out of their shells and it really can make a difference in their lives overall.
A very rewarding career, it sounds like.
Yes, it is.
And we also have a young lady that has flourished through everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we have actually a lot of students
you start thinking about it.
We could go on and on, but.
For sure.
Yeah, it's just really great to see, you know, that we can help with that.
Definitely. So again, Denise Jensen, Amanda Ronnie, and Felicia Sargent joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Felicia, it sounds like having, these lovely ladies as recreational therapists working with these kids daily and getting them involved and working on those motor skills or anything else. It sounds like it's really beneficial
for everybody. It absolutely is. And they can take, you know, Dr. Ann believed in looking at the ability, not the disability. So what Denise and Amanda can do by taking the recreational equipment, adapting it, that makes it so much easier to look at the ability, right, not the disability, because they've taken it to where they don't look any different than any other child that's out there playing or coloring or doing any of the other skills that they're learning.
It just, and that, obviously that in and of itself is a challenge, right? But getting the kids involved and doing that, that's so much fun that they're getting involved with that. Felicia, if anybody has questions about the Ann Carlson Center, the therapeutic recreation program or anything like that, what are some ways they can do that?
Certainly, they can certainly just go to our website at anncarlson.org and take a look on there. And I know Denise and Amanda are easily available by giving them a call as well, and certainly can talk about that and work with the community and just, you know, show that we do care about the community as well.
Awesome. Very good. Well, Felicia, Denise, and Amanda, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk About It.
Thank you.
Thank you.